This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, people don't realize it, but we have to depend on grants for our funding. Most of our funding for both of our shelters comes from state funds and federal funds, and we have to write grants for those. And I'm in the process of going through this year's grant writing process, and one of the things that struck me is, you know, the shelter is what people think of us when they first think of either Family Violence Coalition or Safe Place, but that's really kind of a small part of all that we do.
Exactly. That's what I call our reactionary piece. For after violence has already occurred, then people have to come to the shelter, and that's how the programs originally first started, were safe houses, and then things have grown from there, and people do not realize just how complicated it is to keep one of our programs running. And in both of our counties, we are not only the domestic violence program, but we are the sexual assault rape crisis program.
That's right. That's getting to be a big problem, particularly among young people and that are dating and out into the community for the first time. They don't have a lot of experience with interacting with people of the opposite sex, and sometimes people will take advantage of women particularly, and you know, it's unfortunate, but that's one of the things that we have to deal with, and it's one of the big things that we do. But you know, it's a complicated process. You've got an abuser. We've talked many a times about how the abuser is trying to control the victim, and you have what's called the cycle of violence. You have a tension phase where things are starting to creep up and get out of control, and then you have a crime committed when somebody is abused, and that's usually when the woman leaves the shelter, when she's been beaten or abused in some way, and a crime has been committed, and then, you know, he abuses, she leaves, and then he realizes he's about to lose total control over her, and that's his whole thing. And so they go through what's called the honeymoon phase, and he's trying to sweet talk her into coming back, and she's very vulnerable at that point.
Exactly. And that's the time when communication between shelter staff and the victim is critical, and frequently that's the time when she'll get upset with us and, oh, you don't understand, he's going to change, this time he's going to change. And that's why it's critical to keep open communication and attend support group and talk with us, because we've been there, done that. We understand about the honeymoon phase.
Right. And part of what we do when we have someone in the shelter is try to educate them through our staff and interactions and whatnot, teach them about how domestic violence works so that they'll understand that this, even though he's being a nice guy right now because you're in the shelter and he wants you back, that this is part of a cycle that's probably going to repeat itself unless something changes.
Exactly. And sometimes the abuser does get some help, but you've got to really, really watch him closely and make sure that he truly is receiving some help. And we'll talk about that another show, about programs available for the abusers. But the shelter staff and anybody involved with our programs can work with the victim and help keep her or him safe.
Right. And most of our staff have been through this before. They are people who have been victims of domestic violence and have come out of that cycle and gone on and established productive, meaningful lives for themselves. But you know, if you're in this cycle at the moment and you're in a strange situation and you're going to need a lot of support, and that's kind of what we want to talk about this week and next week, all the things that have to go together to get together a program so the woman can feel safe and not have to go back into that abusive situation again.
Right. So we'll break it down and kind of explain, we're not grassroots anymore. It's a fairly complicated system we work in, and it's we're held to professional standards and accountability. So it's a lot of times people just think shelter or thrift store. They don't understand, you know, all the other things we do.
Right. Well, let's give them a phone number in case somebody wants to call us with a question or comment. Give us your number.
In Yancey County, the crisis line is 682-0056. The business line is 678-3436.
In Mitchell County, our Safe Place hotline is 765-4044, and you can call us anytime, 24 hours a day. And we want to thank you for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.